We're going to let me take a break here. We're not going to. Not with our special guest.
Yeah, we're not.
Well, look, we're here. We're not coming back. So
we're not coming back ever again.
It's fun.
Oh, no.
It's fun to see, like, you actually talking and, like, you know, because when you listen to a show, like a radio show, it's, like, all in your head, and then you come and see it. It's fun to see
different.
You.
Yeah.
A fan.
I used to listen to you guys when there was a third member here.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ditto.
Way back when.
But look what you've done. Look what you built. This is so cool.
Thank you so much. And I'm so glad you guys are going to come on board, because it's, I mean, you're hilarious on Chelsea lately.
Yeah.
And you started out with Jay Leno. When people see you now, where do they recognize you most from?
It's
you're that guy from Jay Leno.
There's like an age split, definitely. You know, I mean, there's if someone like 80 was walking over to me, most likely it's Leno. Not that
I watched you on that Leno program.
You're wonderful on the Johnny Carson. I love you. I get that.
That was really good, by the way.
Thank you.
But of course, I mean, everybody watches that show. And then Chelsea, it's just become like this huge thing, you know, and we're so, I don't know about you, Josh, but I'm just like, don't you just feel like really lucky to be a part of this? She's
amazing. Come on. I mean, she basically handpicked some people. And if you were lucky enough to be in that little group.
Yeah.
It seems like she has her inner circle. Once you're inside that circle,
loyal,
she takes care of you.
Yeah.
She's one of the most loyal people in the world. But you're either in or you're out. Like, there's no gray area with her.
And listen, Chelsea is exciting. Oh. You'll never be behind
that
table.
No? You can't talk about her roots?
No.
Is that like the one thing you never talk about?
You mean the fact that she's from New Jersey?
Yeah.
Good one. See, that's why he's behind the table. But how? I want to meet Chewy.
I thought you were talking about her copy of Roots, the miniseries.
Oh, see, that's why he's behind the table.
I just assumed.
It's just old and gray.
You know, she used to date 50 Cent.
Yeah.
It's 50 Cent's birthday today.
Well, that's weird.
It is, really.
I hope he's going to party like it's his birthday.
I know.
It's not
like
his birthday,
guys.
He
should party like it's his birthday.
Drink Bacardi like it's
his
birthday.
Yeah,
see, I know rapidy
really
rap songs.
Isn't that right? You guys calling it his birthday is an insult. It's his
birthday.
Any idea how old 50 Cent is today?
Can I take a guess? Are you looking at it right now?
I'm looking at it.
Okay, I'm going to say Curtis is 37.
I'm going to go Curtis... 34.
I'm going to do 38.
Really?
Wait, is this Price is Right? Because Price is Right.
$1, Bob. He's 1 year old, Bob. He's 1 year old.
So we have 37.
34.
And 38. If this was the Price is Right, Heidi would be on stage because he's 36 today.
Oh,
yay.
You guys both
over. I almost went with 36. Do you know?
Come on, Plinko.
You
did you watch
afterwards.
Oprah
you
interview 50 Cent? Did you watch that very special Oprah sit down with the 50 Cent?
Uh-uh. No.
Yeah.
Did she call him Curtis? Or did she
did.
Call him 50?
Isn't she supposed to be retired?
She works now more than ever.
More than ever.
What is that?
It's like, Oprah, what are
I'm
you
like,
doing?
Didn't, she, every time you turn on TV, it's like, Oprah's doing
I've never seen.
I said I was retiring! But I'm not. But I'm here. I'm like every day she's on.
Every day.
But I've never seen 1 minute of an Oprah show.
Wait, what? Oh, I see where you're coming at things
honestly,
from different places, Ross.
I mean, I know what she looks like. I know what she looks like.
I'm so sad.
Have you seen The Color Purple?
I've seen that. Yep. It's like saying, look, I've, you know,
Women at Brewster Place.
I know who Kim Kardashian is. I've never seen an episode of the Kardashians.
Right.
I've seen one video she was in.
Yeah.
And by the way, it was fine work. I mean, I was believable. Believable. There was a not much of a storyline there, but somebody
nothing
was,
being delivered.
Somebody was delivering some meat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was, and she. I thought she was
actually hungry,
and she should probably stick in that genre. She was really good, really good at that.
How dare you?
Now you have seen
what
Oprah.
Oh, I've met Oprah twice. And
Ross,
the second time,
that's on my bucket list. I wrote to her when I was in the sixth grade.
Oh my
I wrote,
God.
And she wrote back.
She wanted to be Oprah.
No, I did.
Oprah
I was a little white girl.
I wasn't
that girl who had pictures of boys all over the. I had Oprah. Anything she did, I cut it out. I wanted.
I'm
that's
sure
all
your
I
parents
want.
Were like, "Oh my God!"
No, I'm sure they were. But
my
I'm like,
white
I
girl's a shrine to Oprah.
Love her. I love her. I love her.
I get it. I so get it. And let me tell you something. These hands, she's touched.
Ross,
she
get over here.
She probably hugged you, too. Did you kiss
her? She hugged me. She kissed me. We made out for like an hour and a half.
Oh,
no, but I would. I really would. There's not a lot of women I would do things to. I would do disgusting things to
Oprah.
Oh,
I would.
Name
me
one.
Too.
Name
me
one
too.
Disgusting
me
thing
too.
You would do to her. I want to hear you say one disgusting thing you would do to her.
Oh, God. I just would go to town on her pussy.
Ross would be like, Gail, get out of the way, girl.
Oprah,
that's plus plenty. That's plenty.
Go I'm going to dive in there.
Oh, Ross.
I'm going to ravage you.
Would you go down on Oprah?
I would go down on Oprah.
For a story alone. And for some of the mojo, I'd be like, I'd be making sure I get, like...
We don't have a royalty here in America, but I think if you go down on Oprah, you are some sort of king or queen.
Yeah, exactly. You're...
Do you think Dr. Phil had to go down on Oprah?
Oh, dear.
And when he did, do you think she slapped him on top of the head?
You're all done. You're done. Bring
it on. I think I'd be better at going down on Oprah than Dr. Phil would be.
Well, I think so, too.
He's got that mustache, which is that a good thing?
No.
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 Not for oral?
No.
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 No. I don't have a mustache.
I think you're more of a giver than he is. Well, I think Oprah should just be happy somebody's down here eating.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, you don't have that attitude. You're like, no, because I'd want to give Oprah an orgasm.
Oh, my God. Nothing would please me greater than pleasing her.
To give O and O?
No, no, not at all.
Can you imagine just what the thing she would say? Because it would be like, she wouldn't just come. She would be like, she would be like, you are pleasuring me. You are bringing me to Carnage.
And she would say,
"You, I can't believe I came here today and didn't know I was going to do an impression of Oprah coming.
Can I tell you, she would say?
But that's how far we've come.
She would say, lift up my left tit, you win a car. I mean, I got to tell you, I never having seen... Oprah, I didn't think that would play out into that wonderful thing I just saw.
You know, I'd never asked myself if I would, you know, give Oprah oral sex. I'd never asked myself that, but it turns out
no one
ever
does.
Yes.
But you've gone down on one girl.
One time.
Yeah.
I did that.
How long ago? College?
High school.
Was it a bad experience?
It wasn't great. I was dating her, and we were together, and we had just taken... I took her to the salon, and we got her hair cut. Mm-hmm. Like, a really cute
cut. I mean, that should have been... that your date.
Fans.
That should have been sign number one for her. Like maybe?
No. It was just a bob, a healthy bob.
My date took me to the salon and had a suggestion for my haircut. Maybe that gives me a clue as to who I'm on a date with.
Well, we got home, and things started happening.
Yeah.
And, it just happened, and I was down there, and it wasn't pretty. I mean, I'm sure it was pretty.
She didn't have a nice bob down.
No, it was fine.
She
had
bangs.
It's not what I wanted.
Well, of course.
So I was doing it, and I kind of stopped, and she looked down at me, and she said, are you okay? And I honestly responded,
are you gay?
And she pulled up her pants, and I went home, and then that was it.
The closest I've ever come to a gay experience is organized sports. You know what I mean? Like, that's if you take it and take away the sporting event, there's a lot of kind of like wrestling.
Like the shower part of it.
Slap.
Wrestling, you're in a onesie.
Were you a wrestler?
You're putting your asshole in other people's faces. Like, there's nothing great about that.
Well, what an actual move is to grab a guy's asshole.
Right.
Check his oil.
Right. Check his oil.
Grab it with HUD.
Lots of guys yelling at you. Check his oil. Yeah. Check his oil.
Yeah, that's a move.
That's really a thing?
Yeah, it's like where you lift a guy up by his
Ross
asshole.
Ross is going, I could have been on the goddamn wrestling team.
No, like they let me on the wrestling team.
That's the thing, like, if you think about that, that's check his asshole. I mean, I know you can justify it, be like, I'm a wrestler. Okay, but you stuck your finger.
Yeah.
I mean. Yeah. And other guys were screaming at you to basically stick your finger.
And they're
all
watching and cheering.
Yeah. They
organized
masked it by
hazing.
Saying, check his oil, but they were saying, stick your finger in that guy's ass.
And roll him over on his back.
Hey,
we win.
Push his onesie aside and stick your finger. Yeah, that's
now, the weirdest thing was the weigh-in part.
I think I might be gay.
But before the wrestling match, when all the weight classes had to go from smallest guy to largest guy, and everyone's staying there naked to get weighed in, so it's just a room full of naked dudes.
Let me tell you something. If you are worried about your weight and sticking your finger in another guy's asshole, you're not a wrestler. You're a gay guy.
That's what I
That's
said.
What you do. That's what we do.
Thank you.
We obsess about our weight.
Yes.
Right.
And
right.
We stick things in.
Right. This is way better than that day at the salon.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, That's why I'm saying the closest thing I've ever done is like organized sports. There's some.
All you guys got to do is throw in happy hour. You can't get married.
That's called the showers. Yeah. Happy hour is the showers.
Well, thank you guys so much for stopping by. And be sure and come back next Tuesday night on the Toad Hop Network, where you're going to have the first ever episode of Josh and Ross from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Tuesdays. Right here at the Toad Hop Network. It's been a pleasure. You guys are awesome.
Love you guys.
I'd say we'll class it up for that show, but it's not going to happen.
Probably not going to happen.
I'm going to go home and make Oprah come.
You're actually going to make up a batch of Oprah come?
Oh, wow. It'll sell. It'll totally sell.
Brownie you've ever had.
What a perfume that would
be. My favorite things.
You could do that perfume at Macy's and whisper it, Oprah come. You're walking by Macy's. Would you like some Oprah cum?
Yes.
And it works on everything. You're like, the doors are squeaking. Oprah cum.
It's like the new WD-40.
Baby's got a diaper rash.
Oprah cum.
Eyes a little red. Oprah cum. Yeah, it just works on everything.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Before we go and tell you we're sorry, keep in mind Stamps.com. They're a big supporter of the show. Go to Stamps.com. You can buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package.
Never go to the post office again.
Why would you? It's 2012, people. And 2 billion letters and packages have already been sent using Stamps.com. So just go to Stamps.com. Special offer for our listeners. Use the promo code HF. You know what to do. No risk trial. $110 bonus offer. It includes a digital scale and up to $55 of free postage. That's just to get you started. So check it out. Before you do anything else, click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage. Type in HF, stamps.com, and stop going to the post office. Why would you do that?
All right. Now let's apologize and get the hell out of here.
My friend Nicole, my friend Denise, crafty people, and babies with flippers.
Pregnant smokers, bath salts, pewter, Atlanta, Norman Rockwell.
Zombie mommies, Vincent Van Gogh, Picasso, and nasolabial folds.
Mummies, orange juice, Terry Schiavo, the plague, and Indians.
Did you say orange juice?
Orange juice.
Oh.
Orange juice.
Yes.
Jews who eat a lot of carrots.
I was like, wow, there's a whole
jazz apples, the Department of Redundancy, Stuttering Matt and Frank, and that's all I got.
HIV, Goldilocks, tampon commercials, peanuts, Ross and the Wolf, Heidi's uterus, Jesus Christ, and Adidas. You really have to experience the whole show. Now you know how strong.